Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. And it's been raining here on the East Coast, and it's going to clear up by tomorrow, I understand, or Christmas anyway. And I hope wherever you are, you're warm and cozy, dry. Some people are getting really sloshed about with all the weather. So, you know, stay warm and dry. You know, stay healthy. Well, we're here on Herb Talk to empower you. That's what we like to do. So Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. For the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about a little bit of the history of longevity and what that may mean. I mean, we're going to just, you know, kind of open up the annals of history a little bit and see, you know, what was going on and why and kind of compare it to what's going on now. Also, we're going to be talking about how you can be more resistant to fatigue during the busy, hectic schedule you're going to have this week. And also, also, we might get into a little nutrition versus disease. You know, are you sure you're feeding your body nutrition or are you feeding the disease? So we're going to look at that. And if we have time, we may check out the restless leg syndrome kind of thing. You know, you may have relatives visiting you this week that, you know, have that shaky leg thing going on. So we might get to all that good stuff. But before we do that, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer. Praying God's hand of protection be on them. And I'm praying for America. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and I'm praying like I'm told in Isaiah 59, you know, pray for justice and plead for truth. Enough of us do that. You know what? That's like, you know, a major, major, you know, sound speaker up to God's ear. So let's do that, right? I'm also praying for righteous men of valor to rise up and just, you know, say no to all this wickedness down here. Just, you know, kind of set everything straight. And, you know, God's will. But, hey, it's our job to ask. So I hope you'll join me and mind the time. It grows short. without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Well, the CDC is, they're talking about, or they're not talking about Ebola cases. Did you happen to notice how the Ebola cases just, you know, dried up just like that? Have you noticed it in the media? Well, an investigative journalist says that, she's looked into this. This is a journalist, Cheryl Atkinson. She actually talked to the CDC. And she also knows the Obama administration has some other things going out to the public, and she won't compare in the two stories here. They're supposedly, they continue to monitor the Ebola issue, but are they really reporting accurately the dangers of this disease to the public? That's her question. So the media coverage, she has noticed, has, was an overdrive, and now it's like, since she just sees a correlation here. She's asking the question, since Obama appointed an Ebola czar by the name of Ron Klein, Democrat political operative, she happens to notice that, all the news on this has kind of just gone up in smoke. By the way, Ron Klein just recently announced he's resigning from that post he was given as Ebola czar. Wonder why that is. So she's wondering if the disease media coverage in the United States and the virus, what's going on with it? So she's asking questions. And she spoke to the people at DC to inquire, hey, how many potential cases of Ebola are you actively monitoring right now in the U.S.? And she was told 1,400 cases. Have you heard any of that on the nightly news or in the paper? I haven't. I haven't. So, updates are not on the CDC site. So she asked the CDC, why don't you have updates on these cases on your website? And they said that it's an effort to control the message and tamp it down. Well, that's got to be coming from where? Ask yourself. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see, flu. Oh, here we are with the CDC again with the flu. They said that it's picking up steam, some widespread flu activity in 29 states, according to the CDC, if you can believe them. Primarily concentrated, they say, in the South and Midwest states. More, twice as many states, they said, than the previous week. It's been kind of mild up until recently, they said. So they've had severe cases of the flu. So a lot of these cases put people in the hospital, and they seem to be either the very young or the very old right at this point. So this flu outbreak, it has forced some schools to close in Ohio, Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina. So they said this year the virus has killed, they said, 11 children. So 13 states are reporting high levels of influenza. Another 6 states are very moderate activity. So health experts say part of the problem, this is what they're saying, this year's flu vaccine not providing the protection they had hoped, because they said the bird flu has kind of shifted, mutated, and so now the vaccine actually gives very little or reduced protection. But they say reduced protection is better than no protection. We already know from Dr. Blalock, the flu vaccine, everything's a hoax. It's a fraud. And absolutely no benefit, but you are exposed to all the risks, according to him. He's a neurosurgeon. I guess he probably has an inside track to that stuff. Last but not least, in the quack report, do you like to read in bed? I do. I really do. But I'm old-fashioned. I kind of like, the old-fashioned book. I'm not on a Kindle or an iPad or anything. So this new research that Penn State and Harvard universities got together and did on people reading before going to bed, it's published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. They're saying that if you're reading an iPad or a Kindle, that blue light keeps you awake at night. So they said they found out that people who regularly use electronics to read by, the electronic books, they sleep fewer hours at night. And they said it's because this blue glow that's emitted by the electronic device really messes up your body's natural circadian rhythm. That's your body clock, which, you know, synchronizes your body function with the 24-hour pattern with the Earth's rotation kind of thing. So the clock is usually regulated by your senses, and most importantly, the way your eye is perceiving lightness and darkness. So now they say that the way this circadian rhythm works is it helps your sleep pattern and your waking patterns. It kind of balances your metabolism that way. And it also determines whether you're kind of a morning or an evening person. I used to be a night person when I was younger. Then I had children, and that changed everything. So now I'm a morning person. But now researchers found that those reading on screens also have reduced levels of melatonin, which is the hormone that plays that role in inducing that sleepiness that you need. And they also said people who read by these technology books, Kindles and iPads, it takes them nearly 10 minutes longer to fall asleep compared to people who read a good old-fashioned book. Also, they noticed that if you're reading by electronics, you have less or a lower amount of rapid eye movement when you sleep, which they think is real important to have rapid eye movement, REM sleep, because they say it's critical. It helps your brain store and consolidate memories. So the study, of course, you can read about it in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science if you'd like. But, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping, you know, don't read or be exposed to these blue lights, even video screens and things, you know, probably an hour before bed so you can kind of just, you know, knock off the normal way. That's what I would do if I was you. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Well, you know what? Some people, you know, don't get enough calcium, natural calcium. I'm not talking about animal calcium. I'm talking about plant calcium, which helps with the melatonin. Also helps prevent a lot of leg cramp muscles, you know, muscle spasms in your legs. So you might want to, you know, get more green leafy vegetables in the diet if you're not getting to sleep and staying asleep. If you're looking for herbs, then I would suggest the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs or the valerian root, also very high in calcium, so it'll help you out. And it's all organic with the uptake minerals it needs. So there you go. All right, we're going to talk about the history of longevity. Now, this is kind of a little fun segment because I like to go back into antiquity from time to time. So we're going to take a little trip. Yeah, we're going to get in our teleporter. Yeah, Santa ain't the only one with a teleporter here. We're going. So, you know, I've talked about comparing the mortality rates and types of diseases that caused so much despair, let's say 200 years ago. And what can we learn from that? Well, you know, experts have told us that in the 1800s, we lived a mere 40 or 50 years old. That's it. End of story. We died. And we're also told that, you know, it was the hard work that made our ancestors die young. And so who is taking the credit for humanity now living longer to be, you know, 70 or 80 years old? Well, health experts say the credit goes to the scientific medicine bunch, you know, the invention of better medications and treatments. Some say it's because of better hygiene and nutrition we're living longer, and others say that our ancestors may have died sooner. However, we've traded years for quality of life. So I was curious, and I wanted to, you know, see what this all turned out to be. So we're going to look into it. Now, let's look at the cause of death 200 years ago. Now, 200 years ago, a little old sneeze or a cough raised some serious eyebrows, a lot of concern. It's as if you were a leper or you had the plague. You know, back then, respiratory diseases were the number one killer in the 1800s. Tuberculosis killed one in four Americans, and in the 1800s, this disease was compared to, like, the AIDS epidemic. So tuberculosis was not deadly to those with healthy immune systems, which helped prevent the disease from developing or growing. Now, malaria was also another concern brought into the Americas in the 16th and 17th centuries. Parasites were also a concern, but they seem to be more severe in countries like Africa and Arabia. And health researchers feel that the treatment to remove parasitical worms using a split stick inspired the caudatius medical professional symbol, you know, the staff with the snake. So plagues like smallpox and bubonic were another issue brought in by the boatloads with the immigrants from Europe. So, but notice something here. Notice that the leading causes of death 200 years ago was either a virus or bacterial or parasitical infection. It's not the case today. We still have that, but it's not the leading cause of death. Let's look at what it is. The leading cause of death today, you ready? It's pharmaceutical drugs, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So deaths by virus or bacteria don't hold a match to the death statistics by prescription drugs. So they don't even compare to the deaths by war. So death by pharmaceuticals has created a catchphrase. It's called Pharmageddon. Yeah. So are we living longer just to suffer longer? It's a question. So in a 30-year period from 1976 to 2006, 62 million Americans died, and their death certificates cited medications as the cause. And that's from the Journal of General Internal Medicine 2010 issue. Let me read you this quote by the Baltimore Sun. They say 7 of the top 10 pharmaceutical drugs are used by 12th graders. Aha. 12th graders. Right? All right, so... And here's another thing I've noticed. Everything under the sun seems to be a problem. The problem with our medical profession today is that we've made almost everything a disease. A simple and temporary imbalance is now a disease needing allopathic treatment. An example would be menopause. Natural transition is what menopause is. It's not life-threatening. But the invention of medicine, the intervention, I should say, of medicine for this situation is going to increase the risk of disease and can affect the patient's longevity. So one reason we have so many deaths by modern medicine is because drugs are not prescribed for just one. There's so many things they prescribe them for, all these symptoms. Patients get another drug. And you're taking not just one drug, you're taking many, and they don't always interact well together, right? So when you add in the drug addictions and the recreational drugs, you can see that we have traded a relatively healthy life of 50 years for another 25 years of drug dependency and no cure. Think about it. Now, many prescription drugs are made from substances that classify them as a sedative, a tranquilizer, or a poison. And in many cases, prescribed medications suppress breathing and deprive the body of oxygen. That kills off cells. So people are either overdosing or poisoning themselves on medications. Now, pain and antidepressant medicines are at the top of the death certificate heap. So any drug that has a heavy therapeutic use will increase the risk of death by doctor. It's just the way it is. Let me read you this quote by Jeffrey Corbin. He's the professor of medicine at the West Virginia University School of Medicine in Morgantown. He says this: many prescription drugs really are every bit as powerful, addictive, and dangerous as heroin. Think about that a minute. Can you wrap your brain around that heart medicine you're taking? And he says it's, well, yeah, it makes the body dependent. See? Dependency is a dependency, see? All right, let's talk about this. More advanced, or are we just doing more in medicine? Well, you have to ask this question. If, as a modern society, are we more advanced than our ancestors with regards to the healing arts? Well, I kind of look at this situation as a mother may I, where medicine excels in the field of trauma. You know, they take one giant step forward. Where they fail is in preventative health care, where they take two steps backward. Can't heal anything because it's a bigger money maker to manage your disease than to cure the thing. Well, we should just get smart, you know, because when I read of some of these is the neat part. When I read about the historical accounts written thousands of years ago about, you know, healers or inventors, scientists, you know, our craftsmen today, our scientists, they can't even duplicate what some of these people did thousands of years ago. And I just have to wonder how smart we are today. Now, it's said that, for instance, in the realm of Tiberius, the Roman Empire, first century AD, there was this artisan. He created a special form of glass, and it didn't break. Can you imagine? Glass that doesn't break. I don't even think it compares to the bulletproof stuff, because that can kind of nick and shatter or whatever, right? Anyway, well, scoffers say that this account is probably a fable, just a story. But the interesting thing is it also appears in the Cadeus Duo orbit about 229 years later. So over two centuries later, the story was in that account as well. So here's the account. It's really cool. There was this artisan who once made a glass goblet that would not break. So he was admitted to the emperor's presence to offer him his invention. Then on receiving the cup back from the emperor's hands, the artisan dashed it down to the floor, and it startled the emperor, but the man quietly picked up the goblet again, which had just a dent in it, like as if you threw down a bronze goblet. Then, taking a little hammer from his pocket, he easily and neatly knocked the goblet back into shape again. When this was done, he thought, the inventor did, he thought that he was as good as in heaven already, especially when the emperor said to him, "Does anyone else besides yourself understand the manufacture of this glass?" But on his reply that it was a negative, he was the only one who knew, the emperor ordered him to be beheaded, because if anybody knew the secret and it got out, it would damage the reputation and the value of gold and silver goblets. Yes, that is true. So the emperor was protecting his value of his gold and silver goblets and the manufacture and sale of those wares in his empire. Hey, that makes total sense. Now, the Egyptians, they invented colored glass. And they used it in jewelry and pottery. And this process was lost after their ancient empire fell and was rediscovered thousands of years later by the Romans. So who's to say that our ancient ancestors didn't live into the hundreds of years and had a superb healthcare system? So the ancient Greeks were also known for their healing power, and who, after they instructed their patients how to take better care of themselves, you know, then they found they had very few house calls. So history also shows that the remains of these civilizations were mostly of the ruling monarchy, you know, bones, corpses. They're the ones that had the money for the burial and the preserving of their bodies. So the rich and powerful that live in the lap of luxury, usually overindulge, and may not have been the best health specimen. So many Egyptian mummies have been turning up. They've been giving them a post-mortem diagnosis of cancer and some congenital ailments. So that makes sense to me, too. But you know what? Heaven really does know best. And as scientists, you know, and science tries to break down the chemistry and the function of our bodies to better understand and control them, well, we can take advantage of a very simple yet effective art of health that the ancients seemed to thrive on, using herbs. So culinary herbs are used to preserve and enhance the taste of foods, and medicinal herbs are used to enhance the function of our metabolism and protect us from disease. And if you recall, herbs are here for the service of man. That's cited in Psalms 104:14. And herbs are meat, Genesis chapter 1, 29 to 31. So that tells me herbs have the strength and the capacity to help our bodies to heal, rebalance, and be restored. So that promise, guys, comes directly from the Almighty. So if you would like to learn more about how you can empower yourself with God's good herbs, then, you know, call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. That would be Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And, of course, they have the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, don't forget, they have the special through the end of the month that expires on the 31st. It's you know, a free gift, so you want to claim your free gift on orders over $50. You're going to get a free one-ounce bottle of the astragalus root, and right, that offer ends on the 31st of December. Now, to access the coupon, you want to place the astragalus root in your shopping cart, and then that activates the coupon when you check out and you put the code in, which is free G number 14, and of course that coupon code's on the homepage if you forget. But in order to activate it, you got to actually put the product in the cart, and then it'll take it off when you check out. So it's about a $20 value, so check that out. And if you don't know anything about astragalus root, it's a kind of like a nice prevention herb. You can take it, you know, as necessary, as you need to. It's not something you can only use a limited time. I like to use it for lots of things, and, of course, you'll be educated on that. That's what we do at Apothecary Herbs. We kind of tell you a lot about how the herbs work and how you can use them on various levels. So it is a learning curve, but you get empowered by that information. And speaking of information, I did have word from the printer that the new catalog has been shipped, so we're expecting it in the office on the 30th of December. So we hope to get them in and unpacked and be able to ship them out to those who need a new 15th anniversary product catalog. We did order a limited number. So if you would like a copy of this catalog for free, you need to call or email and get on the list. And that way we'll make sure that you get your copy. And we will have a PDF download. The printer is working on that, too, for us, so we can post that to the site so you can just download the PDF version if you want. So that's coming. That is coming. Yes, it is. All righty. We're going to talk about how you can have more energy and resist fatigue, especially with the Christmas holiday right here at our door. And then you've got New Year's coming, so you've got to have some stamina, some endurance. So we're going to promote that. We're going to help the body with that because, you know, way too many people, too young people, younger than me, seem exhausted, you know, and they drink those power protein shakes and they take those energy drinks and they're wimping out, you know, by the afternoon. So it tells me a lot of folks are, they're neglecting some areas. So we're going to talk about some of those areas we can, you know, whip back into shape. And the body's going to respond. And just a simple change can be enormous, enormous energy booster to your system. For instance, no sugar. How about that? Yeah, substitute it with honey. And you watch your body respond the day you do that. Absolutely. We're going to take a break. I'll be right back.
I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas. I'm really going to miss spending the holiday.
I'll see you guys real soon. Love you guys. Bye.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a home for Christmas.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
back here on Herb Talk. I like Jasper. I could listen to him all day. You know, praise the Lord on that. What a gift. All right, we're talking about having more resistance to fatigue during the holidays, so we're going to do that. You know, one of the things that I use as a fatigue buster, I know you probably don't want to hear this, it's physical activity. It's, you know, getting up and moving. We have a lot of adolescents these days that don't move enough, and so they get sluggish. They get high blood pressure at early ages, and it also affects the bones and muscles, and they can't control their weight. So movement, regular exercise of any kind, actually reduces fatigue, anxiety, stress, and improves cardiovascular health, and it boosts your self-esteem as well. So we just need to make sure that we actually get a moving. We're designed to move. So if you can get in some daily regular exercise, that's good. You know, and I get bored with exercise routines. I really do. I've got a couple of them here. I got hip hop abs for the, you know, toning and strengthening of the core, which is really important for, you know, exercise. And I got, you know, Turbo Fire. And I just ordered a new one. I think it's called Aging Backwards. Yeah, it's a more fluid movement kind of routine. So, you know, as you get older, you got to protect the joints, make sure you don't, you know, destroy them in some exercise workout. You got to be real careful. So this one is, you know, more geared to, the, I guess, the 50 and older crowd. But it was just, it's out of Canada. It's a lady out of Canada that designed this program, and it just looks fascinating. So I went ahead, and Eugenics, I think, is the company that produces it. And it was on sale. So I'm going to check that one out and let you know. But movement is important. Now, the U.S. Department of Health says that the youth of America, that's, you know, 6 to 17, need regular exercise, and it should last an hour each day. How many kids are getting that? I know the schools have cut budgets, and they don't get gym like they used to get gym. You know, however, in 2011, public school survey informed parents that about 29% of the school kids across the United States get 60 minutes of regular exercise every day. And the survey did reveal that U.S. public schools are not allowing enough exercise time during the day for students to have that. And it included a volunteer team of sport programs like basketball and football. So that was not included in the survey, but you got to figure not everybody's on the team. Now, adults aren't getting enough exercise either on a regular basis. According to the CDC, 60% of us U.S. adults not getting enough physical activity. In addition, they found that according to statistics, you need to laugh 100 times. You know, laugh 100 times to equal 10 minutes of exercise. Think about that. No, I'm not saying to get on YouTube and watch all the funny guys. No, that's no. You got to get up and you got to move. You got to exercise. Now, human body has 650 muscles. Got to use those. We need to get regular exercise to stimulate them in order for them to stay healthy. So if you want to maintain your healthy weight, your self-esteem, you know, reduce anxiety, you know, perk up your mood, your creativity, and also beat back that fatigue monster, you're going to have to exercise 5 days a week. You know, I could work with four. Okay, let's say you have, you know, your rest day in the middle of the week, for instance. That's okay. As you get older, you may need to do that to recover if you're really doing a good job. So, but at least get in a 30-minute workout every day if you can. 47% of U.S. adults meeting this physical activity guideline set out by the CDC, you know, any aerobic physical activity, only 47% of U.S. adults meet that. So we're really falling behind there. Also, you got to find that workout that fits. Like I said, you don't want to get a workout that is going to be too aggressive and cause you to injure yourself, and then you're on the sidelines. The best exercise is the one that you enjoy. Okay, so figure out what that is, right? And make it a fun workout. Whatever it is you have to do. Some people need a workout buddy, and that's fine. Some people, you know, just you know, need a little reward afterward. And I'm not talking about things that are going to ruin everything you just accomplished. It could be, you know, a tall glass of iced tea with fresh lemon. Just a nice reward. Think of something that's, you know, something that's going to relax you and reward you, and do that so you'll go and do your exercise. Let's look at some herbs and foods that will help with this, to provide the body with a lot more energy and vitality and strength. So one of them is a dandelion. Oddly enough, right? It's something that's in your yard. You spray it with Roundup, right? But dandelion has the ability to help your body fight off cancer, which can really zap your strength. But the plant is really packed full of minerals that makes it a unique substance for balancing the mineral profile supporting your electrolytes in your body, see? So that's, you know, it. And also if you have retention, fluid retention, it can help with a type of diuretic action. So it's nice. So it helps also your liver to store vitamin A. And the liver releases the supply of nutrition for energy to your entire system, see? So dandelion root. Also on the list, I like to use beetroot. The minerals in beetroot are pretty amazing for the cardiovascular system. It helps it to pump more oxygen through your body while it keeps blood vessels flexible. So this is going to provide more nutrition to the muscles and help you improve your exercise performance by about 20%. Athletes love to tap into beetroot to improve their performance this way. It's the nitrate that's in the beetroot. It's thought to be an excellent at enhancing this type of activity in your body. Nitrates are found in also green leafy vegetables, fennel seed, leeks, spinach. So beetroot is kind of like a trickler battery, a charger for your cells. It time release. That's what I'm thinking of, time release energy for yourself. So beetroot's awesome. Another herb that I like is astragalus root. Astragalus root is well known for an immune-boosting enhancer. It has that capability. But it's also one of the other herbs that has additional support. They've done some animal studies on astragalus root, and in 1986 they said the herb provides stamina and endurance. So studies from 1983 to 1992 showed that astragalus root strengthens heart contractions and assists with a fatigue feeling. So it'll push off that fatigue. You'll get rid of it. It's very helpful for ischemic heart diseases, heart failure, angina, liver function, especially if you've had some poisoning, if you're taking pharmaceutical drugs, there you go. Astragalus root. It's also a nice immune system enhancer. All right, also on the list is ginseng. You've heard about ginseng. It's in a lot of things, including beverages that you can get at your gas station, you know. But most folks know about the ginseng's ability to give a body a lift of energy. But scientists in Sweden, they studied ginseng extract to see if it does more and improves anything else or quality of life. And they tested about 25 people, all in the age about 25 years old. And some of them took a placebo, some of them took the ginseng extract. And the results, they said, the group that used ginseng showed significant increases in alertness, in relaxation, appetite, mental clarity, and physical capacity to do work. So the folks that tap into ginseng feel less tired, especially at the end of a work day. And also professional athletes use ginseng. So you have a fatigue buster. Now you'll find the ginseng and astragalus root in our three amigos pack, which is really good for nipping in the bud, you know, colds and flus and viruses and stuff, because it has an immune booster in it as well. So it's a three combo pack. You can use them together or separately for different uses, so that's kind of neat. We do have the beetroot in the Body Foundation food mix, which is a powdered vitamin mix you throw into juice or smoothie, and it's in the system in 60 seconds, so no pills to swallow. Very efficient. Try that. And of course, the dandelion root tincture you can also find at thepowerherbs.com. All those things are there, body food mix, the ginsengs, you got Siberian and American, the astragalus root, dandelion, and, of course, the beetroot's in your your power herbs. We also put, you know, we also put that beetroot in the power greens for pets. We got to power our pets up too, get them lots of energy. All right. Let's see, how much time we have? Oh, let me see. All right, we're going to talk about nutrition and disease. Which are you feeding? You know, Fox News launched that TV show, Almost Human. Remember that? In the fall. It's kind of essentially a remake of iRobot, right? The robots have been renamed, and they're referred to now as the synthetics. So the point is that robots are not real, like humans. They may look real, they may sound real, but they're not human, they're not real. The same comparison can be made regarding the real world of food, nutrition, and synthetic vitamins. So, you know, when you get to the holidays, when they're really hectic, you need some organic fuel to get you through because the holidays can be stressful, right? You might have a stressful family. I don't know, but it could be stressful. So you got to help the body out. Now, you don't want to mistake synthetic vitamins as a nutritional source because they're not. They're petrochemicals. And even the nutraceuticals are a combination, and you want to watch that. You'll have to just read your labels. So some new research is revealing that the major box store vitamins that are made with by pharmaceutical companies these days tend to do more harm than good. This is new research. So you want to check your labels. Also, look in your pantry because you could be inviting disease that, you know, you've bought through these types of products, like your One-A-Day, your Flintstones, the Sam's Club vitamins, Equate or Centrum. Mm-mm. These are not the old-fashioned kind of vitamins made from dried fruits and vegetables that folks purchased in the early 1900s. No, no, no. Pfizer Pharmaceutical produces Centrum brand vitamins, and Bayer produces the One-A-Day. A lot of these products are made in the same facilities that your prescription meds are made. So about 95% of the vitamins that are sold in your health food stores and 100% that are sold in major outlets are produced by just a few pharmaceutical companies. The difference in the product brand sold in the health food store versus the ones in the drugstore versus the drugstore brand is that the health food brand may not contain artificial chemical colors. That would be like the only difference. So don't let the new marketing term nutraceutical fool you. These are far from providing, in my opinion, good nutrition to the human body. So if you are not careful, you're going to purchase a vitamin supplement that is a petrochemical laced with animal byproducts, human waste material, ground up stone, shell, and even metal. Yeah, definitely watch that. Well, let's look at harmless vitamins. Let's just see. Sometimes your vitamin, you can get imposter vitamins. They've been around since the 1940s. Millions of people are swallowing synthetic vitamins, thinking they are fortifying their body when they are really stressing their liver, their kidneys, and bowel. So how does that happen? Well, synthetic vitamins are hard on the body to digest and metabolize. These petrochemicals are full of fillers, additives, food colorings, and flavorings, and preservatives. So if you read the label, you see ingredients like talc, dyes, cellulose, silicon, titanium dioxide, BHT, aspartame, sorbitol, or sodium benzoate. So you should really read your labels. I wouldn't digest that. Always investigate your ingredients as these chemicals can do more harm than good, really. Many of the vitamin additives are carcinogenic to the body and can foster various diseases like arthritis, cancer, osteoporosis, and skin and respiratory disorders. So be aware of that. Always do your homework. Don't take my word for it. Go out there and investigate it yourself. So what are the cheap vitamins made from? Let's check a look. Most of our major brands that contain, let's say, vitamin B12 are extracted from sewage or cow liver that is full of antibiotics, steroids, and GMO feed. Coal tar is also used. the same company that is making drugs for hospitals to use in cancer treatments is also pumping out the chemical vitamins. So consumers are convinced that their chemical version of a vitamin, courtesy of Big Pharma, is full of nutrition because the nutritional guidelines are on the label, indicate this is good for you. Well, does the FDA care about the nutritional difference in a whole food vitamin C ingredient and a synthetic one? I can say to you, no, they do not. The FDA considers the laboratory chemical vitamin and the natural nutrient as one in the same. And 90% of the vitamin C on the market is made by Hoffman La Roche Pharmaceuticals. So vitamin A is taken from fish liver, and where have the fish been? Well, they've been in Japan. So vitamin D, also synthetically made from irradiated oil made from petrochemical extracts, such as your coal tar and your animal organs, and often contain ammonia and formaldehyde. Therefore, when you ingest this, you risk unnatural mineral deposits appearing in your heart, your lungs, and your kidneys. So the acid blends, which are passed off as vitamin C, are very irritating to the digestive tract. Often, byproduct chemical agents are used in Big Pharma's versions of these vitamins. So your mainstream brand vitamins are actually petrochemical drugs. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Timothy O'Shea. In one experiment, he says, synthetic vitamin B, thiamine, was shown to render 100% of a group of pigs sterile. End of quote. Wow. Well, you kind of reap what you sow, right? So when you put fractionalized chemical compounds into your body, you can expect a myriad of health problems. One study done on the effects of organic versus synthetic vitamin A found that the synthetic version accomplished opposite effects of the organic nutrient. So when people took the synthetic version of the beta-carotene, there was a higher risk of stroke, lung cancer, and fatal heart attacks. This is all science, guys. This is all reported. You can find this stuff. And you want to be aware of the mega doses. Scientists already know that when you use real whole foods for your vitamin and mineral nutrition, that your body does not require mega doses. So when you take the natural whole food approach to nutrition, you can get what you need without all these big doses. The large unit doses that are recommended on supplement products can be harmful when you use them long term, like over a year. So taking the wrong supplement in the wrong amount can suppress your immune system and give disease a foothold. Now, the pharmaceutical companies producing their vitamins, I call them toxic vitamins, have created a health risk for millions of people. So the human body is not able to assimilate the toxic minerals produced by Big Pharma, and the industry will add, you know, pig digestive enzymes to act as a chelate effect to force the body to accept the toxic product. So your mineral supplements produced by Big Pharma are pulverized mine ore. The ore is supposed to be a source of iron, calcium, and zinc. What you also get is shale, and that can also clog kidneys. Now, Dr. Judith DeKeva says this, the real truth about vitamins and antioxidants is what occurs with all synthetic vitamins. The body treats them as toxins, like you took a pharmaceutical product, because that's what they basically are. I don't have time to go into this study that they did at U.S. Blakely, but I do have time to tell you that you're smart. You're smarter than you think. If you don't think you're getting enough, you know, vitamins and nutrients in your whole foods, in your foods, your diet, then you can supplement. But make sure your supplements are whole food supplements, okay? They're in their whole. They haven't been fractionalized. They haven't been separated out. They're not chemicals. They're not synthetic versions of that. They're real food, and they have the chemicals that go with them, the buffer alkaloids. So if you don't mess with what God made, you don't rewrite his copyright, you're going to wind up with something really great, okay? That's how it goes. The master chemist himself made that. Why would you want to reinvent it? So if you're looking for a whole food supplement, say the folks at Apothecary Herbs can educate you and provide you the tools you're looking for, Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or the website is thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget to ask for that new catalog that's coming out, the 15th anniversary one. It's going to be awesome, and that's due right after the holiday break. So get on the list, send an email, give them a call, say, hey, I want that catalog, and we'll make sure you get one free. So thepowerherbs.com. You can get there, type in at herbtalklive.com, of course. And 866-229-3663 is the toll-free number, and we'll be with you after the Christmas break. Oh, I got a whole week off from radio. I'll miss you terribly. I will. But we'll be back here smiling on the 30th, right, Frank, you and I? And if you have any topics you'd like me to include on the show, just send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. We'll see what we can do, work it in. We're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Merry Christmas.